I just want to pray before we begin. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, as we turn to your word tonight, we ask, Lord, please, that you would enable us to hear what you're saying to us, Lord, please. We believe that your word is living and active. We believe that your word is relevant today. And we believe that your word, Lord God, answers the question about what a Christian is not. Lord, help us, please, to understand tonight what your word says, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Remember, remember the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason, and plot. We see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. Guy Fawkes, 'twas his intent to blow up King and Parliament. 60 barrels were led below to prove old England's overthrow. By God's providence, he was catched with a darkened lantern and a burning match. So holler boys, let the bells ring. Holler boys, God save the king. Guy Fawkes and the gunpowder plot has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with my talk tonight, but I just wanted to quote it because it was the 5th of November. Well, maybe I wanted to change the rhyme slightly to fit what I want to say tonight. So I changed it during the week to this. Remember, remember this 5th of November, when told what a Christian is not. There is no reason, while preaching in season, it should ever be forgot. Christ Jesus, 'twas his intent to save the lost and hell prevent. And so he came to earth below to prove old Satan's overthrow. By God's providence he came and rescued all who own his name. So shout aloud praises to him, to Jesus, our Saviour, Redeemer, and King. To try to explain what a Christian is not, and that's in the series that we're looking at, Nailing Our Colours to the Cross. We're looking at controversial issues and trying to address those controversial issues from God's perspective. And so the controversial issues tonight, or issue tonight, is what a Christian is not, because a lot of people out there have their views of what they think a Christian is. And so to try to explain what a Christian is not, it may help to understand, firstly, what a Christian is. Now, the term Christian was first used in a place called Antioch, speaking in a very derogatory way of the followers of Jesus Christ. I see they flaming Christians. It was like that. It was really derogatory, the term Christian. Through following Jesus, believing in him and adhering to his word, Christians, those who follow Jesus, receive the Holy Spirit of God and are brought into a right relationship with God. Now, because of sin, and the Bible is absolutely clear, all have sinned. There is no one here who has not sinned. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And because of sin, and that is sin, rebellion against God and his ways, all mankind is spiritually dead to God and are destined to die. And if you're not sure about that, take a walk up the Clandyboy graveyard and you can see that that's the case. But they're all spiritually dead to God, are destined to die and be eternally, consciously, and this is the important thing, eternally, consciously cut off from the life of God. And the Bible calls this hell. However, Jesus, the Son of God, came to make God known to mankind and to die in our place to pay the price for our sin. In fact, Jesus told a Jewish religious leader called Nicodemus that people needed to be born again to see or enter heaven. He said, unless a woman is born again, they cannot see spiritually and they will never enter heaven. This is absolutely vital what Jesus is saying. Unless a person is born again, they're not going to heaven. Without trusting in Jesus, no one can be born again. And without being born again, no one can be in a right relationship with God. Unless people are brought into a right relationship with God through trust in Jesus, they can never go to heaven. And I need to make this clear again tonight so that no one is without excuse. Without trusting in Jesus, no one on the face of this planet can be born again. And without being born again, no one can be in a right relationship with God. Unless people are brought into a right relationship with God through trust in Jesus, they can never, never go to heaven. A Christian, therefore, is a person who believes in Jesus, trusts in him, listens to what he says, and seeks to live as he commands us to live. In fact, the Apostle Paul said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved." Paul also said in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved." That's how simple this is. Don't complicate the gospel. Don't let anybody complicate the message of God's love to you. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Believe in the Lord Jesus. That is a belief that acts. It's not just, "Oh, I believe in Jesus." It doesn't mean that. It's a belief that acts. It turns away from living your life your way, turning away from your sin and turning back to God. It's confessing to others that Jesus is your Lord and that you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. Because if you didn't believe that God has raised him from the dead, it wouldn't be worth being a Christian. God says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus. Confess him as your Lord, trusting God has raised him from the dead, so you too shall be raised from the dead." In other words, you too shall be saved. That, ladies and gentlemen, in a nutshell, is what a Christian is. So in light of what I've just said, let me tell you what a Christian is not. And some people are going to be offended by this, but we're used to offending people. In light of the Word of God, this is what a Christian is not. A Christian is not someone who thinks that they're a Christian because they live in a so-called Christian nation. You see, people will say, "Well, we live in Great Britain, the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and that's a Christian nation, therefore we must be Christians." Well, let me tell you that only 59% of people in England designate themselves Christians. 57% of people in Wales designate themselves Christians. 53% of people in Scotland designate themselves Christians, and praise the Lord, 82% of people in Northern Ireland designate themselves Christians. But we know that not everybody who ticks the box Christian is a Christian. So a Christian is not someone who thinks they're a Christian because they live in a so-called Christian nation. A Christian is not a person who believes because they're not a Muslim or a Jew that they must be a Christian. Well, if I'm not a worshipper of Allah and I'm not a Jew, well, surely that must mean I have to be a Christian because that's the only three in the world. Well, no, there's a whole lot of religions in the world. So a Christian is not someone who believes they must be a Christian because they're not a Muslim or a Jew. A Christian is not Someone who imagines that they're a Christian because they pay money into a certain church. And listen, don't think that's stupid. There are loads of people within local parishes who think they are Christians because they get their wee monthly envelope put through their door, and so long as they put their money in it and it goes back to the church, they think they are a Christian. Well, they're not. A Christian is not a man or a woman who say that they believe in God and pray. That's scary, isn't it? A Christian is not someone who simply says they believe in God and pray. The Pope says he believes in God and prays, but that doesn't make him a Christian. What a Christian is not is a person who regularly attends church and participates in services. We're starting to get a wee bit harder hitting here. Do you see what is being said? The vast majority of people who go to churches just in Bangor alone are not Christians. Just because you attend church regularly and participate in services does not make you a Christian. A Christian is not the man or the woman who supposes that they're not really a bad person or I'm not as bad as others. That doesn't make you a Christian. A Christian is not someone who has been baptized or christened as an infant. And some churches will say, come and be baptized, and be baptized into the church. Come and have your child christened, and that child is christened into the church. But that does not make a person a Christian. A Christian is not someone who has been confirmed in a church. And this is a big Church of Ireland teaching, that people who get confirmed into the church have now confirmed their infant baptism and they're definitely Christians because they're confirmed. But confirmation does not make you a Christian. A Christian is not a communicant who takes communion at the Lord's table. Christians are invited to take part at the Lord's table. In fact, unbelievers are told, don't even think about doing it because you will eat and drink judgment on yourself. But they do it because they think, if I do it, I must be a Christian. A Christian is not someone who reads the Bible or reads the Word for Today or some of those other spiritual horoscope books that Christians bring out. That does not make a person a Christian. A Christian is not a professing believer who thinks they can live as they please and do what they want. A Christian is not a person who denies Jesus is the eternal Son of God who came in the flesh, was crucified and raised again from the dead. And would you believe it? There are so-called Christians in this town who deny who Jesus is and deny that he died for our sins. You see, although many Christians do some of the things that I've mentioned, none of these things actually makes a person a Christian. At Shiloh, and that's why we're doing nailing our colors to the cross. At Shiloh, we've heard these reasons more and more and more. And they have been given on numerous occasions at times by different people who think that doing these things makes them a Christian. We've had people actually leave this fellowship because we told them that we did not believe they were Christians simply because they came here and they prayed. That didn't make them a Christian. I personally have been subject to threats of violence because I refused to tell someone that I believed that they were a Christian when all the evidence in their life said otherwise. And they told me to take back what I said or they would hospitalize me. Join the queue is exactly it, Billy. We have been called narrow-minded bigots. We have been called religious nutcases. And much, much worse. Simply because we hold fast to the teaching of Jesus and we've told other religious people they must be born again. That is so important. Church ministers in this town, I'm not naming the church, but church ministers in this town, church leaders, elders of churches in this town, tell people they do not believe in the need to be born again. They're telling their congregations this. Others have told their congregations, as long as you get christened, as long as you get confirmed or baptized into the church, then you are a Christian. This is a lie. It is not the teaching of Jesus. Listen to me again carefully. A Christian is not someone who thinks they're a Christian because they live in a so-called Christian nation. A Christian is not a person who believes because they're not a Muslim or a Jew, they must be a Christian. A Christian is not someone who imagines they're a Christian because they pay money into a church. A Christian is not a man or a woman who say they believe in God and pray. A Christian is not a person who regularly attends church and participates in services. A Christian is not the man or woman who suppose they're not a bad person or are not as bad as others. A Christian is not an individual who does good work serving others less fortunate. A Christian is not someone who has been baptized or christened as an infant. A Christian is not someone who has been confirmed in a church. A Christian is not someone who is a communicant who takes communion from the Lord's table. A Christian is not someone who reads their Bible or the Word for Day or Every Day with Jesus spiritual horoscope books. A Christian is not a professing believer who thinks that they can live as they please. A Christian is not a person who denies Jesus as the eternal Son of God who became flesh, was crucified, and raised again from the dead. I tell a story about friends of mine were sitting one night in my house and we were having this whole discussion about if it was against the law to be a Christian, would you be put in prison? And think about that tonight. If it was against the law to be a follower of Jesus, to be a Christian, is there enough evidence to put you in prison tonight? So we were debating this and one of my brothers came in to the house and I thought, I'll just get my brother to save me here. So I says, Joe, if it's against the law to be a Christian, is there enough proof to put me in prison? He says, yes, absolutely. He says, you've got loads of Christian books. So, a Christian is not someone who has loads of Christian books. And there I was thinking I was so holy and Christ-like that he was going to say, oh, you just remind me of Jesus. You know, it wasn't I tell the story during the week. It was Rita, I think, who had asked me about it during the week, about Chris Barr. God bless him. He's gone to be with the Lord. And Chris Barr used to say about he and I, for years, he used to joke, and the Lord will know we're not being irreverent here, but he used to say about he and I, he says, when he, and this was the way he said, he says, when I walk into, it was Chris talking about himself, when I walk into a room, Toddy, he says, people just go, Christ. He says, because they see Christ. He says, when you walk in, they go, Christ. Now, I think he just meant that there was more power of the Holy Spirit with me. You know. Yeah, that's not a Christian. But you, Christians are what I said at the start, and I'll go over this in a second. It's not about what we do and how we are and how we live, those things. Some of those things are very important. It's about, do we know Jesus? Have we been born again by the Spirit of the living God through faith in Jesus and in Jesus alone? And in all of those things that I've said, many Christians do those things, but others who do those things think they're Christians simply because they do them. It is a lie. to believe that doing any of those things makes you a Christian. Those who teach doing any of those things makes you a Christian are liars, and they are lying to you. It is a false gospel, and those who believe in a false gospel will inevitably reap a false salvation. Do you hear that? If you believe the lie, you'll reap the consequences of the lie. If you believe the lie, for example, that being baptized as an infant means you're saved, you're lost. If you believe the lie that you've got loads of Christian books and that makes you a Christian, you're deceived and you're lost. Anything other than faith in Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ alone is a lie. A Christian is a person who believes in Jesus, trusts in Jesus, listens to what Jesus says, and seeks to live as he, Jesus, commands us to live. A Christian is a person who, through trust in Jesus and in Jesus alone, you know, the 31st of October, Billy had mentioned this morning, the 31st of October was the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther. And Martin Luther nailed his theses to the door of the Wittenberg Gate, and there was 96, I think, statements in his theses. And this was the beginning of Protestantism. Now, not Protestantism as we would know it in a sectarian way, but Protestantism in its truest sense. It was a protest against the teachings of the Catholic Church, because the teachings of the Catholic Church were saying you need to be involved in all of these indulgences and doing all of these different things so that you can be saved. And he says it's a nonsense, it is a lie, it is justification by faith alone, in Christ alone, by grace alone. And that is what we preach here at Shiloh Christian Fellowship. You must be born again. A Christian is a person who, through trust in Jesus alone, has received the Holy Spirit, is born again, and is brought into a right relationship with God. The title Christian, by any other means, is not a Christian. So if you're calling yourself a Christian and you have not been born again of the Spirit of the living God, you are not a Christian and you're not going to heaven unless you get that changed. Please do not fool yourself or allow yourself to be fooled into believing you are a Christian if you are not. Those who believe a false gospel will inevitably reap a false salvation. Remember this 5th of November when told what a Christian is not. There is no reason while preaching in season it should ever be forgot. Christ Jesus, Christ Jesus, 'twas his intent to save the lost and hell prevent. And so he came to earth below to prove old Satan's overthrow. By God's providence he came and rescued all who own his name. So shout aloud, sing aloud, praises to him, to Jesus our Savior, Redeemer and King. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask you tonight to help us, please. If we, Lord God, are guilty of complicating the gospel, forgive us, please. Your word says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Lord, we pray, please, that all of us would know that we are truly born again of the Spirit of the living God. That we, Lord God, are in a right relationship with you through Jesus and Jesus alone. We ask, Lord, for anyone in this place tonight or who may be listening to the podcast or watching on Facebook, Lord, for anyone who doesn't know you, for anyone, Lord, who thought they were a Christian because of some of the things that I've mentioned, that you would help them to see it's not true. They're believing a lie. And that they need, Lord God, to come to Jesus, who is the truth, and believe what he says. Repent and be saved. We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.